love,
wisdom,
crystals,
magic,
divination,
empowerment,
healing,
take back your life,
love.
Welcome to the Sit a Spell Show with your hosts, Lisa Lee and Teresa Savina.
Hello, my darlings. How are you? It is the 11th today. Oh my gosh, the 11th of February. And you are listening to the Sit a Spell Show. I have my beautiful co-host, Teresa Savina, as Ashley would say, Savina. And I am your other host, Lisa Lee. And we have a whole show about love. If you could see my hands right now, you would laugh.
They're going in a big heart shape.
They are.
They are, because I'm doing it too.
Because so, it's Valentine's Day this week, so it's Valentine's week.
You know, I have three words for this week. It's Valentine's Day week. It's Crapshoot Tuesday, and it's, oh Lord, what did I call it today?
Oh yeah, what was that?
Clusterfuck Monday.
Yes.
Yes.
We had something for Wednesday too. Pretty much we have something for every single day of the week, which is kind of sad, but.
Well, Wednesday is What the Fuck Wednesday.
That's right. Oh, and that was dedicated to Josh. What the Fuck Wednesday.
Yeah.
Because Josh had a show called What the Fuck.
Yeah. There you go. So it's a banner damn week.
It is. It is. Sorry, I just woke up from a nap, so I'm a little out of it. A little out of it. So your two hosts today are a little loopy. Sorry.
We're old. Give us a break.
I'm only loopy because I pulled an all-nighter last night working. And I knew that I had to be alert for today, so I sucked it up and I took a little nap. And I had some of the strangest dreams during that nap, but that's okay.
Please share. You know I'm going to make you share them. Because they usually involve me. And not in a sexual way, thank you.
No, not in a sexual
way. Sister, wife.
I did dream the other day, again, I think it was yesterday. I'm just out of it, but you did shave your head. T has put out there that if she reaches her $400 goal for the Polar Bear Plunge, that she will shave her head. And I dreamt that you did it again. I mean, this is a second dream. I thought you looked really cute with a bald head. Now, it wasn't totally bald. It was more like that 5 o'clock shadow thing that men get.
Yeah, the buzz cut with the clipper.
Yeah, I thought it was really cute on you. So I think that you're going to reach your goal.
Well, I should hope so. Although I'm not really excited to shave my head in this weather, but you know, I'll do it for charity. Dang it!
We'll do anything for charity.
Not quite.
I was just gonna say, well, within reason, we'll do anything.
You would not shave your head if you met your goal, but you.
I can't shave my head because I have to go to meetings.
You will multicolor your hair. In the colors of my choice.
Yes. Please be kind. Make it blonde. I'm just kidding.
No.
I know.
You are going to look like a rainbow mother friggin' parade, baby.
Anything for charity, baby. Anything for charity.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to call you Rainblow Lisa.
Oh, I'm going to get a reputation.
You are.
But it's true. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, snap. You're naughty.
Ah,
naughty.
You know me. Take one for the team. All teams. Yes. No, I'm kidding. Oh, I didn't mean that the way that sounded. Ooh.
You are such a tramp.
I really didn't mean that the way that sounded. But now that I look back on what I just said, I do look like a little tramp there. Hey, baby. I guess this smoothie is doing good for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do a shout out to our guy, Cody. Hi, Cody.
Hi, Cody, baby. And all of your friends.
Yeah. On Valentine's Day. We love you. Mwah.
Can I do another little shout out?
You sure as hell can.
I would like to give a shout out to my little Heather Feather Pookie Bear, who turns 21 this week.
Uh-oh.
I know. So now when we drink wine, it won't be I'll be slipping her wine illegally. She can just go buy it herself.
Yes. And she has a new baby.
She does.
It's the his most name is, adorable.
His name is Chuck.
Chuck Norris Bunny. He's a bunny rabbit.
He is so cute. Did you see his little nose? He's very cute.
Oh, yes, he is. Look at the big flappy ears.
So now I've got grand puppies and grand bunnies.
You scare me.
I know. Well,
oh,
you know.
So here's why it is Clusterfuck Monday.
Okay? Oh, yes. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Today was the big day of first radiation appointment and chemo. So, you know, we're kind of worked up about this. You know, we got all our stuff together. He took these steroids he's supposed to take before, 12 hours before, 6 hours before the appointment. He doesn't like taking steroids at all. And I don't blame him. And then we get all our stuff together and we head out and get to Monticello and we're sitting there. And the machine broke down.
Shut up. Are you kidding?
Got too hot.
Well, that's Vinny.
And, well, he got too hot. He must have known he was coming that day and just died of excitement. So we're thinking, well, you know, it's a machine. Yeah, machines break down. So, and it's also Dr. Day there, so you get to see the doctor. So we go into the office to kind of chill. And I asked the nurse when she walked in, I go, seeing as we have, he has chemo, I don't say why we, because I'm not doing it, but he's got chemo on it at 1. So I have to put this cream on his port to numb it, right? An hour beforehand and tape a little, you know, plastic wrap on his boob. And I said, can I put this on now? Will it affect your scanning, whatever? And the nurse goes, oh, well, I'll go check that out for you. Didn't see the broad again. The doctor comes in. He's about as alert as a semi-conscious rock.
Oh, no.
And we're talking, Vinny's talking to him, and all of a sudden we'd asked about the thing, and he's going on and on. Something totally opposite. Oh, well, we got the machine on the roof, it's getting fixed, blah, blah. No, are you listening? Can we put this cream on you? You know, I'm just getting, by this time, I'm afraid. I'm ready to kill someone. So finally we get a yes answer. I get that on him real quick, and then I bolted out of there. I went to go sit in the car. So I didn't cause a homicide somewhere. And he comes out, and oh, not only do they only do the radiation till noon, and his appointment was at 11:30, and it was going to be another 35 minutes before they'd be able to get it fixed, so they sent everybody home. But because of his particular cancer, they want him to get the chemo and the radiation at the same time, the same day. So they canceled the chemo that today, too.
Oh, well.
We were like massively peeled. And, so we stopped at Culver's and got some, you know, frozen custard to drown our sorrows in. So now we got to go through all this again tomorrow. And hopefully the machine doesn't break down. Yeah.
So does he have to go through the whole thing all over again?
Yeah.
Oh.
Except he only has to take half the amount of steroids that he took yesterday. And the steroids are because of one of the particular drugs that they are giving him can cause an allergic reaction where your entire body turns red. And so they give you those beforehand. And oh. Yeah. Here, let's pump more steroids in him. I've been very patient through this, but today I kind of snapped. Thank you, Mercury retrograde. Mwah.
Screw retrograde.
I know. So instead, I'm working on my unicorn hat.
I saw that.
And I'm making a very sizable horn.
I saw that too.
Every unicorn has to have a huge horn. And it's like rainbow colored mane. So, yes, I put myself on happier notes.
Well, that's a good thing.
And then came home and took a nap because I'm old. And I'm allowed.
Yes, you are. Not old, but allowed.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the only funny thing that ever happened to me so far.
I can't think of anything. Yeah, I can't think of anything fun or funny that I've done. I've just been working. I've been watching the Olympics. That's been fun.
Ick.
I don't even like sports. I hate sports.
Sumo.
I saw that video you posted. That was hilarious. But I want to be an Olympic curler. And at my age, I think I could do it.
I don't think you could because you would slip on the ice and break your other foot.
Oh, damn it. I didn't think about that part.
Yeah.
Oh, Olympic hopes dashed before I even
I'm sorry.
Started training.
I'm sorry. I crushed your dreams.
You did. I could have been an Olympian.
You could have been.
A gold medalist. And do you know that they wear funky fun pants? I mean, my God, it's perfect
for
me.
Oh, yeah, it's like spandex.
But they're funky and fun. I could totally.
Who wants a perpetual camel toe?
No, they're not spandexy. They're more like
when you're curling on the ice, they're tight to your body.
When I'm falling on the ice, they're tight to my body. Who are we kidding? But
yes.
So okay, thanks for ruining
the
dreams.
Did you read those stories where in Sochi the
yes.
They were coming to their motel room and there was nothing. Nothing, no toilets. No, you don't use that toilet. Hey, do not use the water if it's a funny color because it's toxic. So don't use it for anything other than, you know, just maybe shower.
And one hotel lobby didn't even have a floor.
Yes.
And a bob yes. said one of the bobsledders had to break out of the bathroom because he got locked in it. And then their whole team had to break out of the elevator because they got trapped in that. Oh, my God.
Oh, yes, we are prepared here in Russia for you. Not only do we not want your homosexuals.
Did you see the Canadian bobsled team on how they took care of that?
I don't watch that crap.
No, they did a video and it's hilarious.
Yeah, the commercial where it's that slow grind. Yep. Yeah. Amen to bobsledders everywhere. They're sluts.
I just think it's awesome. And there's so many people that are doing their own quiet little protest that everybody knows what they're doing. Like I don't know which member she was, but she had, she won a medal. And you know how you do the peace or the three finger thing? Well, she did the five finger thing and her fingers were all rainbowed. I'm like, you go, girl. That's awesome.
The five finger thing or the three? That sounds something very sexually naughty the way you said that.
But I didn't mean it that.
They do the five finger thing. They just fist them.
You know, like instead of doing the peace sign or doing a high five.
Yeah.
I didn't even take it there this time on purpose. That was an accident.
You
I am not that
five,
girl.
There is no accidents in your repertoire, darling.
That was a cool accident, Ms. Smarty Pants.
Accident my ass. Oh, so we want to send special love and prayers and healing to our two cohorts who will not be on tonight. Miss Candy Ars and Michelle Johnson are both sick tonight, won't be able to be on.
Thank you, Retrograde.
Yeah, so we're sending loving healing energy to them tonight.
So you're stuck
love.
With just T and I, but we do have a guest tonight.
We do. Isn't that weird?
It's yeah. Azure Joy is going to join us in the third segment, and she is going to talk about all things love.
Ooh, yeah.
Since our whole show is all about love and fairies and puppies and kittens and butterfly kisses and getting laid. I'm just kidding. I know. So with that, we are going to take our first break, and then we're going to come back, and T and I are going to continue rapping.
For the best in body, mind, spirit, and metaphysical delights in the western suburbs, the Fairy House in Buffalo, Minnesota is your next enchanting stop. Located near gorgeous Buffalo Lake at 6½ Division Street in Buffalo, Minnesota, come in to enjoy and relax in the realm of the Fae. Call 763-233-1354 for more information on hours and events.
Time stopped when I saw you. I could barely breathe. Day broke when the sun rose, lighting up your face. I am the lucky man to recognize your grace. When I woke this morning next to you, I said, baby, this must be the place. Then you said,
some infoblibishing. I just made up a word. Did you like it?
It made me moist.
Oh, then my work here is done.
Yes, it is, darling.
Okay, so Valentine's Day. Did you know that Valentine's Day is started out as pagan?
No, do tell.
Well, first of all, Hallmark, which took it over, clearly, They do. Do you know that they that? But oh boy. Okay, so
she has retrograde tongue again tonight.
Damn it. Okay, so they Valentine's Day is a $1 billion industry for them. $1 billion. I can't even imagine. But no, it started out as a pagan thing, and it was the day before, or the next day, the 15th, is the Feast of Lubricus. And how that worked, it, oh my gosh, what is my, it is retrograde tongue again. Damn it! Okay, so how it started out was, sadly, they would slaughter a goat, and they would use parts of the goat after it was cleaned up to whack women, virgins, and whoever they chose, then that was their mate for the whole season. And then it turned into the women, or the girls, would put their names into a jar, and then the men would pull out the names, and then they would be together. But then,
although at that time they didn't have jars, they just pulled it out of hollowed out mugs.
Yeah, yeah. I'm paraphrasing totally. Can you tell?
Yes.
But then the Christians got involved, and they're like, oh no, we'll have none of this. We need to turn this into one of ours. So then they put saints' names into it, and then it ended up to be St. Valentine's, which it turns out may or may not have been a real person.
Yes. And, you know, as the Catholic Church does, they have to profit. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. And
you know, so it's kind of like an S&M holiday.
They did say it was the most perverted holiday.
Yeah, baby.
The most perverted. It's a feast of fertility. And you'll notice that there will be a lot of Scorpios born after this because everybody's getting it on.
That's right. I told you that.
Yep. So my sister.
Scorpio.
Yep.
So yeah, I know what my in-laws were doing on Valentine's Day.
And my dad and my grandparents, doesn't that just like, ugh.
Your mom and dad were doing it.
Ick. No, not my mom.
They were doing it. They were getting down, baby.
Well, you know, after all the chocolates, and my dad always said, oh, what was it? Candy's dandy, wine is fine, but liquor's quicker. So after.
Meaning suffered, liquor?
I'm sorry, Dad, yes.
OMG.
He always said it as a joke, and I always thought he meant liquor like
her.
Like, no, like vicar, like vodka Lewis. Or something. But now that I think about it, that's not what he meant. Oh my God, Dad, I can't believe you said that. This is an epiphany that I'm freaking out about right now. Oh my God.
Your dad was a fun guy. I like him.
Just like the condoms thing. I think I told you this before, but when I was little, I went into my dad's side nightstand, and there were condoms in there, but I was little and didn't know what they were. And I was like, Daddy, are these? Because my dad was a gun collector. I'm like, Daddy, are these for your guns? And he goes, yes, baby, yes, they are. And I was just like thinking they were for his gun. But that's not what he meant.
Did you just kind of go around putting a condom on all his rifles?
No, because
God.
Now that I think about it, my dad was a shit.
he was a little naughty boy, and I like it.
Oh my God. All right, go ahead.
Dee 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 dee. Let's have some news. And for Valentine's Day, this is the only story I found. Valentine's Day, 2014, 9 medieval love potions people actually used. You may be disgusted. Well, there you go right there. Love potions were popular in many cultures in the past and are still commonly used in regions such as Zimbabwe, where traditional healers sell their happiness in a bottle for $40 to $70. It's always about that, isn't it? The herbs in some love potion recipes do have real physical effects related to romance. They can produce excitement, euphoria, or simply a pleasant scent that may be enchanting to the opposite sex. Some ingredients will churn your stomach, and not in that butterflies in your tummy, I'm in love kind of way. Here's a look of some of the ingredients used. Earthworms with periwinkle and leeks. 16th century book, The Book of Secrets of Albertus Magnus, of the virtues of herbs, stones, and certain beasties, suggests mixing periwinkle with leeks and earthworms. Once ingested, the mixture will strengthen love between a man and his wife, or make them physically ill. Bay leaves on the night before Valentine's Day. In England, an old custom holds that on the eve of St. Valentine's Day, a woman should pin bay leaves to her pillow. Oh, I thought they were going to have her put her somewhere else.
I thought you were going there too.
One at each corner and one in the middle. The woman will dream of her future lover or the man she is to marry, according to lore. Retired Professor D.L. Ashleman included his custom in a compilation of European superstitions for the University of Pittsburgh. Thank you very much.
Can I just say something?
Well, yes.
Okay, remember when I... Okay, so I've been having strange dreams.
Yeah.
One of them. Okay, let me just put this out there. I'm not a pedophile. And I find him disgusting. And he needs to go away. But I dreamt I was married to Justin Bieber.
That's a nightmare. And
it
on
really
we
was.
Go. Okay. On we go to marigolds in your lover's footsteps. In the 16th century, marigolds were included in love potions. Or placed in a desired lover's footstep. According to the Georgetown University Medical Center, the plant was known as the sun bride in the Middle Ages. Spanish flies and blood. In 17th century France, love potions were often a combination of, menstrual blood, Spanish flies, and natural herbs such as verbena, according to Chicago Kent Law Review article. Many sources state that the Spanish fly was a common love potion ingredient. Well, Spanish fly isn't the one that's grossing me the hell out. Number five was wild columbine. St. Olaf College in Minnesota. Yay! Some beliefs about the wild columbine in a profile of plant. Love potion. Meskwaki Indians believed that pulverized columbine seeds combined with other potion ingredients could be used as a love charm. Men rubbed the mixture on their hands using it as a love perfume to attract women. Columbine seeds were prized as a commodity of intertribal commerce. Superstition about it is columbine is emblematic of deserted, fallen, or unrequited love. Giving a woman a bouquet of columbine was considered a sign that her husband or lover was unfaithful.
Ooh.
Oh, datura.
Ruining that crap.
Yeah, give him some datura instead, some deadly hallucinogens. The datura plant, also known as jimson weed or thorn apple, is a potentially deadly hallucinogen. It stimulates, then depresses, the central nervous system. Yay! Fried or mashed worms and
Yum.
Bodily fluids.
Ah!
Mmm! In 17th century Inquisition records noting witchcraft and medicine in colonial New Mexico, that many colonial women in New Mexico were convicted for administering love potions. They usually obtained the potions from local indigenous people. Jenks writes, the potions included ingredients such as herbs, roots, powders, corn kernels or cornmeal, milk, fried or mashed worms, and bodily fluids, and were often either spread upon the sleeping victim's chest. You notice they said victim.
Yes.
Or prepared in his food or both. Okay, on we go. Oh, well, the charm with marigold. We already did a marigold thing. Anti-love potions. You know, ancient cures for love included phlebotomy, exercise, bloodletting, avoidance of rich foods or wine, and drinking plenty of water. The paper states, in the fictional Harry Potter series, a love potion antidote may be brewed by combining wigan tree twigs, castor oil, and the extract of a gurdy root.
Are those real?
I don't have any clue.
Me neither.
Yeah. So, there you have it. There
Very
was really only two that were tummy turners, you know, but there you have it.
Well, you know as well as I do that you don't actually, or you shouldn't, in my personal opinion, do love spells. You can do spells to bring love to you or to make you more attractive to people, but you should never do a spell on someone without their permission anyway.
Especially during Mercury retrograde.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Total opposite of what you're looking for. But, I mean, you don't want... It's not fair for you to bend somebody else's will. Would you want somebody to do that to you? No. Especially when it comes to love. My God.
Only when it includes whips and chains. Just saying. Okay. You're up next.
Okay. I haven't actually read this. Woman testifies she used Wiccan spells to contact boyfriend charged with murder. Oh, thanks, T. Annapolis, Maryland. A Croffin woman says she tries using magic to make her lover contact her after he allegedly killed a marijuana trafficking associate. The Fredericks News Post reported that Dara Dillery testified Wednesday in Annapolis. She said she tried casting Wiccan spells to make Michael Stonecker contact her. The Crofton businessman is charged with first-degree murder in the 2012 shooting death of John Ryan of Frederick, of which Frederick Stallinger denies the charge. After Ryan's body was found in the trunk of his Lexus in Durwood in December of 2012, investigators searched Dillery's home. They found, I think I've said his name three different ways now. They found news clippings about Ryan's disappearance and an altar dedicated to Stallinger. They also found a voicemail from Dillery, or Dillery, Dillery, telling Stallecker, "You'd better think about marrying me." Oh, my God. Yeah, because that'd make me do that.
Oh, yeah.
Dillery denied she was referring to...
you can't refuse better, that one.
You better think about marrying me, damn it.
Don't be a bitch. Otherwise, so we've got, like 2 minutes left, so do a spell. A spell.
Okay, you know what? I just wrote about this one, so I'm just going to do it off the top of my head. I believe I added it to the Sit-a-Spell website, but it's a spell to find your perfect mate, and it's really simple. All you're going to have to do is have white rose petals, a bowl. I would use some kind of an earthy bowl, like a wooden bowl or something, you know, something that's tied to the earth somehow. Then I want you to take a pen and write down all of the traits that you want in that person. Just everything. Just be very specific. And do not think about a specific person when you're doing this. Just think about what you want in that person that is to be your mate, preferably for life, like, you know, penguins or whatever. So you're going to, I don't know. So you're going to go out on a full moon or a Friday. Luckily, oh, not so luckily because we're in a retrograde. I was going to say, luckily, the full moon falls on Valentine's Day this year, which is also on a Friday, but we're in a retrograde, so hold off. So you're going to put all of that. Oh, I forgot. Grab a amethyst. I'm doing it off the top of my head. Sorry. So you're also going to grab an amethyst. And charge it in your left hand with the intentions of finding love. So you're going to put the piece of paper with all of the things that you want on or for your mate on the bottom of the bowl, put the amethyst on top of that, and then pour the rose petals, the white rose petals. You can do red or pink too, it doesn't matter. On top of that, and then stick that bowl underneath the moon.
keep that bowl there for 30 days. Every time you pass the bowl, think about, you know, oh, this is what my life is going to be like once we find them. Don't be stupid and be like, oh, I'm going to be a princess in blah, blah, blah. I mean, be realistic. Well, you know. And then after 30 days, take that piece of paper, burn it, put the ashes back into the bowl, take the amethyst out, go outside with the ashes and the rose petals, lift it up to the sky on a full moon, and let the wind just take it. Take your spell to the universe and your wishes to the universe. And there's your spell to bring love.
And this sounds so much like something they did on Practical Magic.
It absolutely does. Absolutely does.
And thank you for not using menstrual blood in that spell. Uh-huh. There you go.
It would have changed the white petals to something not as pretty, so no.
This is true. So, we're going to head off for another break, peeps, because Josh is bored to death. And we will be back.
The world can be a scary and unpredictable place. It's easy to feel like you have no control over the safety and well-being of your family. There are steps you can take today, now, to gain control. Visit myfamilyissafe.com for complete step-by-step instructions for building survival kits for each member of your family, your home, and your cars. Detailed shopping lists make the kit building process a snap. MyFamilyIsSafe.com. Prepare. Protect. Survive. The safety of our loved ones is our greatest concern. Visit MyFamilyIsSafe.com right now. Control is available.
Devil's feet on the seas of the sun. I can't
conceal what I feel, what I know is real. No mistake in the faking, I care. With a prayer in the air, I will leave it there. On a note full of hope, not despair. All this running around, well, it's getting me down. Just give me a pain that I'm used to. I don't need to believe all the dreams you conceal. You just need to achieve something.
Steak or lobster? What the hell?
I know. We have no idea what has happened, but we will have Azure Star, Azure Joy, on another week when maybe Retrograde's not around. I don't know, but this just goes to show you what happens. So now you get to listen to us ramble a little bit. Aren't you more happy?
Because no. Because for the last, what, half an hour, they haven't had enough of our rambling, have they?
So we could do some more of those spells we were thinking about.
Actually, I have something kind of cool.
As long as you can talk with some semblance of speak.
Well, I can't promise that, but I can try.
Okay, baby. Okay.
Okay, so it's Valentine's week. Guess what I have for you?
A big heart-shaped dildo?
Absolutely not. Nope. The most romantic cities on Earth.
Oh, good God. Go for it.
It's Valentine's week.
It's just a commercialized holiday for big money makers.
I know. Okay, but it's okay.
Go.
Okay, so the most romantic cities on Earth, and you are going to love one of them. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
10 most romantic cities on Earth. Number 10, Venice, Italy. Mm-hmm. Venice is the one city that is especially famous for its breathtaking sights and romantic experiences. I'm sorry, but I've always wanted to go to Venice and before it sinks. But it's supposed to be just beautiful. The most romantic thing to do is take a gondola ride. Number 9.
Everybody does that. Please.
Well, yeah. That's,
now, if I took a gondola ride naked with a little person massaging my feet, that would be exciting.
Number 9, Barcelona, Spain. Dubbed as the most beautiful city in Spain, Barcelona is the perfect place to take a romantic getaway. Romantic activity, hot air balloon ride. I'm sorry, I would throw up on that, but
I would like
that's
that,
very romantic.
Thank God they didn't say run with the bulls.
No. Yeah, that's romantic, getting stabbed. Number 8, Florence, Italy. Italy's got it all when it comes to romance, with seaside villages, beautiful countrysides, and gorgeous views. Romantic features, the Boboli Gardens. Oh, that looks beautiful. With stunning pink roses covering the remarkable green bushes, the Boboli Gardens of Florence certainly resembles something of a fairy tale. Number 7, Kyoto, Japan. The city that's all about tradition. While you're there, make sure to stay in the traditional ryokan and bathe in the authentic bathhouse like Funo. I can't pronounce this. Romantic thing to do, visit a Japanese garden. Have you been to a Japanese garden? Have you been to the one that's in St. Paul when it's not wintertime?
No, but I was in the one at Normandale College when Michelle got married.
Wait,
Okay.
Okay.
Love. Number six, Bruges, Belgium. This is one place that is all about romance. The best way to experience the city is by foot. I've been there. I didn't find it all that romantic. It was okay. But out of all the European cities I've been to, that was my least favorite. But that's just me. Romantic thing to do there, take a carriage ride. Number five, Fez, Morocco. It's easy to be seduced by the beauty of Fez. I'm picturing Doctor Who and his Fez. I'm sorry. Morocco's ancient fortress city is famous for its maze-like alleyways, tiled mosques, and luscious tea gardens. Romantic spot to stay at the Sofitel Palais Jamay. Number four, Jaipur, India. This intensely romantic city has a history that dates back to the 17th century. It's filled with old world charm. And the most romantic thing to do, take an elephant ride. Oh, that'd be fun.
And bring your Imodium, because 9 times out of 10, you'll have diarrhea from drinking the water. There you go.
And that's now, so romantic.
It is. You can have side-by-side toilets. Oh, darling. Oh, God, help me. I love you. Okay. Next.
Number three, Lisbon, Portugal. One unique and romantic way to discover the city of Lisbon is by taking a ride on the Santa Justa elevator. The incredible iron lift sits in the center of the city and provides an intense view of the city skyline, especially the sunset. I would have a hard time with that just because of the heights thing, but that's okay. That's just me. Number two, Monte Carlo, Monaco. For those who like their romance on the wild side, Monte Carlo is a place to be with tons of activities like racing cars, sports tournaments, and high-stakes gambling. A romantic side trip, the Princess Grace Rose Garden. Oh, that looks beautiful. And number one, guess where it would be?
Oh, some African bush camp.
So close. Paris, France. Filled with rich food, glamorous fashion, and countless charming boutiques, Paris is the perfect place to explore with the one you love and even tie the knot. And the romantic spot to eat there is dinner at the Eiffel Tower.
I thought all of the selections pretty much sucked, but that's me.
Would you like to know the most romantic city in the United States is?
What?
I want you to guess.
Valentine's.
The most romantic getaway in all of the United States, and there was a poll on it.
Hawaii.
I wish. No.
Hawaii.
I'm not
State.
Guessing anymore. Oh, be quiet. It's
what
in
did
the
you
United
say?
States.
I said
what
Hawaii. Hawaii is a state, not a city.
Oh. It is, drum roll, St. Paul, Minnesota.
Been there, not very romantic.
But apparently it is. There was a poll done. Oh, come on, move down. Okay, there it goes. Oh, my computer's so dumb right now. When it comes to... Stop, you stupid retrograde, I'm going to kill you. When it comes to the most romantic cities in the world, which one comes to mind? Probably Paris, maybe Venice, perhaps somewhere in Buenos Aires. How about adding pig's eye to that list? Scoff if you must, but Minnesota's capital is the number one best romantic North American getaway in a poll. And right now, St. Paul is in first place over Santa Fe, New Mexico, and Naples, Florida. USA Today travel editors called the city smaller, quieter, and more sophisticated of the Twin Cities. Take that, Minneapolis. The poll's author added that the city has a diverse romantic offerings like paddle wheel rides in the Mississippi, beer tastings, which I don't see how that's romantic, but ice skating and a thriving art scene. The definition of romance is open to interpretation. Clearly, beer.
Obviously.
Yeah, but in general...
I've been to St. Paul. It's more of a divorce capital of the Americas. I would rather be shoveling shit on a neighborhood farm with my husband that day. There you go.
Well, it's St. Paul is full of historical buildings and neighborhoods, and it's got all the cute little coffee shops and little shops. And I mean, if you think about it, St. Paul is really pretty cute. And I'm not talking like the east side, or, oh, I'm sorry for everybody
Frog
that lives
Town.
Inside. Frogtown. No, I'm talking about, like, the heart of St. Paul, like downtown and Sleepy Hollow, and there's just so many.
You know, I have been downtown. It was a bunch of drunk Irishmen that designed it. Going, driving a one-way, and all of a sudden it turns into a one-way going the opposite way.
I totally
disagree with that right there.
But have you been downtown when it's when it's Christmas time with all the little flea lights everywhere? It's so romantic.
Oh, no. I'd rather be up in the woods in a cabin with a hot tub and massage oil. There you go.
That works for me, too. But Honolulu on a beach with a Mai Tai and the massage oil?
And the pool boy.
And the pool boy.
The pool boy. Yes, we want the pool boy. We must have it. Well, that was very interesting.
You're like,
welcome to your retrograde show. Yay!
So
being called rambling women again. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, what do you expect? It's retrograde. So what are you going to do for Valentine's Day? Anything special?
No. Probably go to radiation.
That's so romantic. Oh.
Yeah, no.
So we have a few things that we need to get out of the way as far as advertising. Oh, P.S. I'm not doing anything for Valentine's Day other than working, but that's my life now, so it's okay. But I am going to start dating again.
Uh-oh.
I've been asked
bum,
on...
Bum, bum. I know.
I've been asked out on multiple dates, and I keep turning them down, mostly because I know that if I go out on one date with them, I'm going to end up marrying them, because apparently that's what I do. That's what Josh says I do.
See, you have to go through this guy has to go through a plethora of investigational prodding, and I bet she's going to take you to the romantic city of St. Paul.
You're right, and then I'm going to laugh. But so I thought that I'd introduce a very short segment into our show each week. Lisa's dating dilemmas. What do you think?
I think that's awesome because.
And then I can tell you all about my dates and how I thought that. Oh, here's one thing though. One of them goes, "Hey, I listened to your show. I really liked it." So that's going to be a problem. So.
Well, we just won't name names.
Yeah, I'll be like, "Oh, we went to this place with this person and did something
got
totally
in a bar
opposite."
Fight.
So, yeah.
Got in a bar fight and I broke my other leg.
So that part is going to be a problem because if these guys are going to be listening to the show and I'm going to be critiquing them and telling what, you know, how it went, I just think it could be a funny part of the show. I don't know. We can probably think of a different name than Lisa's Dating Dilemmas.
And you know, I'll tell you gentlemen now, size doesn't matter.
Size of the wallet does.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, she likes you packing a wallet there, honey.
Well, you know, if I am going to settle down with anybody, he's going to have
You're
to have
not
a dog.
Allowed.
No,
you
he's
are
gonna...
not allowed.
Oh, so
two
I can just
strikes think... you're out.
No, it's a three thing.
No, not for you. For you, it's a two strikes you're out. You can only diddle.
Actually, I think that's kind of a better way to do it anyway, because I don't want to settle down. I just want to go out and have fun. Let them woo me. Instead of me paying for everything like I have every time I've been married, nobody ever works except for me. I support everybody. Let them woo me, damn it. Bring me flowers. Feed me steak.
Yeah,
and
entertain
me.
I can be the chaperone.
There you go.
Yeah. See, now if they're willing to put up with me, then, you know.
Then I'll let them do me. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's right.
Girls, if you're listening, mommy's kidding.
All night long. Okay, and we're back.
Oh, this show is crazy.
It is. It's insane. Oh, did I tell you what happened to us? Friday?
You better be quick because we've only got a minute and a
half. I know. I can talk quicker than you. I don't have retrograde tongue. We came out of the radiation place, right? And up above comes... now I got it. Shut up. Sweeping. And I got swans flying overhead honking at us. Love it. Okay. Friday, we went to Plymouth, right? We're driving along on one of our backcountry roads, and there's this hawk that is flying side by side with us, literally car level, for about 20 feet. And I was like, oh, I love my spirit animals. Thank you. Yes.
Oh, that is so
that
cool.
That was awesome.
That is very cool.
Awesome. Yes.
All right, so go to 1201beyond.com, and you can have us on your boobies. They have all kinds of T-shirts and other things that are there, so that's really good. Go check that out, 1201beyond.com. Also, you need to go to cityspell.net. That is our website, and that will have all of our spells and everything on there. You can go to facebook.com/cityspellshow. We have all kinds of fun stuff on there, including links where you can support us for our polar bear plunge, which is March 1st.
Please, I'm going to shave my head if you do. There you go.
For that alone. Please support.
That alone. And I'll videotape it.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be tons of video and pictures, and Teresa and I are going to be like, oh, God, here we go. Jump in. Lisa breaks her other foot.
You
remember
said
that you
I did.
I'm taking it back. I'm going Wittershins right now. Remember that you are perfect in absolutely every way. Make sure to go out there and make a difference. You matter. Other people matter. We are in this together. Together we can make a change. Remember to go out there and make somebody smile, and to always, always, always take back your light. You've been listening to The Cityspell Show with Teresa Savina and Lisa Lee, and blessed be, my darlings.
They red. They red. CitiSpell is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.